Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It is the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk stations at 92.3 and 99.1. So, answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should kids be heading back to brick and mortar schools this fall? Do you want to see them back in school? So many, we don't even have any no's yet. Just different forms of yes. This is ridiculous what's going on. Thank you for your participation in yesterday's poll question. Should Nevada be asking for more relief dollars from the federal government? 13% said yes. 87% said no. Because guess where all of this relief, all of this money, always put under such nice terms, the CARES Act. Guess what? The feds don't have it either. We don't have it. They don't have it. We're just digging ourselves deeper and deeper into the hole. And kids are suffering right now because of that hole that we are digging and digging and digging. Some kids do better learning through the virtual classroom, especially kids who get bullied. But there are other kids who need that stimulation. You know, they need to be in a classroom setting. We need to do what's best for the kids. Personally, I say shut it all down because they're just indoctrination centers. That's, you know, sorry. Kids are not getting the education that they need. The dumbing down of America, the dumbing down of society here in this country has been going on for decades. And I seriously mean the dumbing down. We don't teach kids or we don't encourage kids to do their best, to strive for more, to find the answers, to achieve. If the numbers are down on graduation rates, what do? We lower the standards. We can't keep doing that. We lower the standards in everything. We lower the standards in education. We lower the standards in customer service. We lower the standards in the quality of the products that we produce. It's got to stop. Exceptionalism is a good thing. Unless you're a communist. Exceptionalism brings equality to all. Because if you want a good education, it is out there. You just have to want to go after it. Things just don't fall in your lap. Talk and text line 884-9910. Boy, do we have a guest tomorrow for you. The man who is in demand, Joey Gilbert, is going to join us at 10 o'clock. A lot of questions swirling about, are there lawsuits against the state? Are there lawsuits against the governor? What's going on? These masks, these shutdowns. What are my rights? What are my rights? Where are the lawyers that I can go to that will do this? We are stronger together. So if people join in to the specific lawsuits, we're stronger together. Now, that is not to mean that we are all in this together. because we're not. There are people out there that have no problem working from home, have no problem wearing a mask, have no problem teaching the kids themselves. We're not all in this together. We have different priorities. We have different goals. Because there are literally people not going back to work because they don't have to. They're getting paid to sit on their butts. And this is a problem. They're getting paid to sit on their butts and just lapping it up. And there are still people who have not seen a dime from the Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation. They need to change their names, because what they're doing there, yeah, it's just ridiculous. Felt very bad. We got a text from a listener that they actually got a notice that they were overpaid. It's like, really? Oh, okay. Well, they're working on something. Do want to give you the heads up, though, as we talk about masks. This is something that it just really gets me, because people do not have critical thinking anymore. They don't sit back and wonder why. Walmart has now put out a national mandate. Okay. All Walmarts across the United States, firm hand from corporate. Everybody is required to wear a mask. If you are not wearing a mask, you will not be allowed entry. But here's the thing. It goes into effect July 20th. The standard policy. Today's the 16th, and they put this out yesterday. So if it's so important that people have to wear masks, why are they waiting for 5 days? Why not just put the word out that, hey, you need to enforce the mask rule? And what happens to states that are opened up, that their governors have half a brain and don't require masks? Does that mean all Walmarts now? Yep, means all Walmarts. So taking on the policy of Costco. Huh. I wonder whose strings Walmart's getting pulled by. Remember, that's not just Walmart. That's Sam's Club and Smith's. And I believe Kroger is back to that rule as well, which actually owns Smith's. So they own a lot of different stores. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Chuck this morning. Chuck,
hey,
that is
an
interesting idea. I'm doing great. So you think we need to just go back to a localized system?
Well, first, let me just say real quick, thanks for having me on and getting right to it. This is more of a dream type thing. It's not going to happen. All the politics at stake wouldn't allow this. But anyway, that said, it's just a food for thought. If there was a localized system, kind of harken back to the older days, I'm not saying like all the tragedies and the problems of that, but, you know, if food was produced locally, people talked more, you were more engaged in your local communities, you'd have more local control, local governance, I'm not saying get rid of, you know, all the important things that, that a very limited, federalized or state governments, everything should be a layered approach type of thing. But the bottom line is that everything should be driven as much as possible towards the local, you know, schools, families helping each other. That's a bit kind of Walton's-like type thing. But you know what? The concept is not invalid. It's outdated, and it would be wonderful if there was a way to get back to that.
I don't think that that is an outdated idea. I think that that's what people want. They want local control. They want their dollars kept local from their taxes. Government was not set up to be as big as it is. They are not supposed to be in Washington, D.C., controlling the education of a child in Reno, Nevada, or the EPA, or, I mean, you can go through the lists of offices that they have now. It's out of control. These offices never should have been started. But you can't have ultimate power, ultimate control, if you let things happen locally. You've got to get it into that big system of government with the people like Feinstein that's been in there for what? She's been in there for 60 years. Pelosi, over 30 years. Chuck Schumer, over 40. Biden. You know, it's these people who are literally living off the government who just want more power.
Yep, and it's easy to spend other people's money. That's the first rule of government.
And when they run out of it, well, they just come after more.
Okay, love your show. Thanks for having me on. Just want to get
my opinion, Chuck,
out there.
Appreciate it. I think it's a great idea. But have we gotten so far that we can't go back? Well, if you actually read the Constitution of the United States of America, we could blow all this up and start over. But is that anything anybody really wants to do? Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Jane this morning. Hi, Jane. What's on your mind?
Hey, Monica. I'm good with starting all over again, girl, anytime you're ready, because we need to. What we've got in there is nothing but unmentionable. And they're nothing for America. They're totally against America, except Trump and his administration. That's the only one we've had in 9 decades that's anything for America. And I want to, reason I called in, if you have a car, you buy a car and you get the extended warranty and your car gets old and you don't want that warranty anymore, those people, I don't know if they sell your information or what, but they will torment the life out of you with calls. I have to put up with that pretty much daily.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't even own that car anymore.
Yeah. That is definitely what they do. Every single day, I have at least two phone calls every single day, if not more, because I just don't answer them anymore. That, you know, oh, your warranty is up. And it's just, what happened to our rules on spam calls? You know, it's gotten out of control. All right, stick around. We're going to be back after this quick break with more of your talk and text at 884-9910 and just some fun stuff. I need to bring a joke or something out. See, I'm getting choked up. I need to get a joke or something to you because we need to have some fun. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So, do you think the kids should be going back? Should the kids go back to brick and mortar schools? Love to hear from you. 991FMTalk.com. Let's go to the talk and text line and actually double team it here. We've got Karen and Barbara with us for the National Day of Prayer at the Capitol. Ladies, thanks for joining the show.
Thank you. Are you there?
Yes, I am. So when is the National Day of Prayer?
Well, Monica, hi, it's Karen Hockman. I'm here with Barbara Jones with Capital Prayer right now. And we see the signs out front. And Barbara Jones just wanted to say something. We're trying to figure out where the signs came from.
Monica, if you didn't know about this, you should see the legislature and the lawn. It's covered with flags and signs with individual names on them. Don't raise taxes. I mean, it's an amazing sight.
Oh,
and
that's fabulous.
I don't know. So we wanted to broadcast that. If we know where, I want my name on one.
Yeah, can we just all go down and put one in the grass? I have no problem driving down there.
It's fabulous. You ought to see it and take a picture. We just wanted to share that because I hadn't heard you mention it. And also, of course, we're always praying for our legislators and our state. And also, I wanted to ask you, did that get shut down? Thank you for praying. For playing Ira's speech. Did that get, you said you were going to say something after the break and you never did. Did that get shut down?
Did what get shut down?
You were going to come back after break and tell us about Ira Hansen.
Oh, no, I was talking about something else. There are a few things I'm going to mention here about the state, but, you know, Ira needs to keep fighting. They all do. I'm surprised and I'm thrilled that Ira actually said something because we haven't heard from our elected representatives. And it's nice to know that actually in the chambers, somebody has said something. So,
yes, we've been praying for them. And by the way, thank you. You were really preaching it. I think it was day before yesterday. It brought tears to my eyes. We just love you so much. Yes. And we're praying for everybody, you know.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. And, well, we're going to have kind of a day of reckoning tomorrow, too. I'm going to get a little fire and brimstone. So hopefully people will follow along and not tune that out. But too many people have tuned out God and they've tuned out Jesus and what he died for. And we are literally in a living hell right now. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. But I did get this quick email. Where do we start to end this ridiculous idea of a cashless society? This nonsense has got to stop. What government entity is behind this? I'm being limited as to how much I can be allowed to withdraw from an ATM. With COVID mask requirements and now this crap about cash, corn shortages has me infuriated and thoroughly frustrated. You may have covered this recently. However, I cannot listen to the whole show because of work, so I try to catch up. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the email, Kevin. I appreciate that. And you know what? There really is no place to start to stop this. It's too big. It's a lot bigger than we are. Okay, they want everything online, and when I say they, I mean those who are in control. Here's the deal. It's not going to stop. We will be a cashless society here coming up. But you can choose to be like me and be a pain in their ass. Start getting your money together. Start saving the cash. Keep it. Keep your change. Keep your cash. And then use it when we are a cashless society. And if people don't want to accept cash from you, don't buy. Get as much stuff as you can. Take it up to the counter. Whip out those dollar bills, and if they don't want to accept it, just leave it on the counter and walk away. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Tanner this morning. Hi, Tanner. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. What are you out there doing?
So I am I'm a field staffer out here for the Nevada Republican Party. Just wanted to say thank you for what you're doing. We listen and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Tanner. I appreciate that comment. And are you out there knocking on doors?
Yep. I'm currently in the field right now talking to voters, trying to get them to mobilize to save this country.
Go get those independents. We need those independents.
We're working on it. I just wanted to tell everybody, you know, if you're interested in saving this country, we need you. Come on down to the office and sign up to do something. There's a place for everybody in this campaign.
Where's the office and what's the website?
It's Keystone and 4th Street, the Trump office there, or NevadaGOP.org.
NevadaGOP.org. That's it. Tanner, thank you so much. You be safe out on the streets, and we appreciate everything that you're doing as well, because there are some people that can't go out and get on the streets. But you know what? There's always time to make a phone call, an email. There's always something for everybody. Be a part. Be a part of it. Because if you're not, well, communism is coming. We're already a socialist country. That's the problem. People aren't waking up and admitting that. But we're going to do our best. Going back to the cashless thing, you know, Europe is almost cashless. Yeah, look at the state Europe is in. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. 991FMTalk.com, that's the website. You can live stream the show there, listen to podcasts. If you can't get enough or you missed a spot that you want to check out, go get those podcasts. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should we let the kids go back to brick and mortar school? Should we just get them back in? Got some great answers coming up there. I promised you a joke in the last segment, and then we started taking phone calls, and I would rather talk to you than hear myself speak. So here we go. Calvin and the Deplorables. This is written by Dixon Diaz. This is hysterical. So you know Calvin and Hobbes. Well, it's Calvin and the Deplorable, or Calvin the Deplorable. And Calvin and his little friend, his tiger, remember, sitting on the floor reading the paper. How long do you think this crisis will last? As long as the Democrats need it to. Here's another one. So let's see. This entire lockdown is worth it if it saves one life. But it doesn't matter how many people are killed by the convicts they're releasing. Wow. That is the truth. California, New York, releasing more and more convicts. This is just crazy. You have to ask yourself, why would they do that? Well, here's why. Because they're Democrat controlled and they need somebody to start the fires. They need somebody to throw Molotov cocktails into police cars. They need more people to murder people on the streets, to push elderly people, push them to the ground, and maybe receive head injuries. It's all in the news. You just have to see it. All in the name of protecting people from the coronavirus. Really? you would think that since we have to isolate and stay in the house, that prison would actually be a good place for them. Everybody could wear a mask if that's what stops coronavirus. Everyone can sanitize their hands. They can have sanitary cells. Look at the bigger picture. Bigger, bigger, bigger picture. So as we get back to your texts, thank you so much for participating in the show, whatever way you can today. I found out who planted those signs, or not the signs, but the flags and the names and the signs at the Capitol. And I say thank you so much. Keep it up. Keep it up. We appreciate it. Because, well, some people just don't have the cojones to do it. And as I was mentioning, you know, the Democrats releasing people from prison, not just jail, there's a difference, from prisons. We talked about Biden earlier. You know what Biden's plan includes for big polluters? That climate justice? Jail time. Seriously? You let murderers out, but you just want to put everybody else in. We are literally in jail right now. We're on lockdown. We are on house arrest. But we're not the criminals. Dan sent me an email. I've noticed masks lying on the ground more and more in parking lots and everywhere else. Where are all these environmentalists regarding the millions of masks that are now being thrown away, possibly hundreds of millions by the end of the year? Remember, those are only supposed to be one-use masks. You don't reuse those paper surgical masks. It has been bad for the earth, you think? A little bit of sarcasm there, Dan. Oh, and don't forget all of the disposable utensils, plates, bags that we're all using more and more of now because of the takeout. You know, Dan, you bring up a great point, because all of these environmentalists are screaming about saving the earth and all of the garbage. Yet they're the ones who are also participating in the progression of takeout items. Think back. Think back to when, if somebody wanted to take something out from a restaurant, they brought Tupperware with them. Why do you think Tupperware was so popular? You know what? If we have a shortage of soda cans, beer cans, so go back to glass bottles like it used to be. When we used to have the milk delivered in the glass bottles. When our soda used to come in those glass bottles. Every keychain had a bottle popper on it. We have literally brought this on ourselves in the name of convenience. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Fran this morning. Fran, do you have a haiku for us?
I listened to Away With Words on KUNR on Sundays, and they had this one last week. It's coronavirus related. You ready?
Ready.
The telephone rings. I put on my mask to answer. I'm losing my mind. The end.
You know, that is so spot on. I was out yesterday with my husband, and we're driving, and there's a guy outside mowing his lawn. Or no, he was watering his lawn, sorry. And he had a mask on. And I couldn't breathe. I was just getting so upset about all of this craziness. Fran, thank you so much for calling in with the haiku. That was perfect. That was spot on. And, you know, as we continue to talk about the virus and be distracted and not live our lives to the fullest, we are supposed to be living our lives in joy, in the Spirit of God, in the name of Christ, helping others, being with others. You know, the left always talks about their tribe. Now you're being separated from your friends, your family. But here's the deal. So many amazing things are going on. Did you know that the Defense Department announced earlier this week, just 2 days ago, that U.S. troops have withdrawn from 5 military bases and reduced the size of its forces in Afghanistan? Afghanistan. The country that we should have been out of decade ago. Afghanistan. Withdrawing from 5 military bases. Just enough people to help out. Did you know that back in 2017 when Nancy Pelosi was calling MS-13 members not animals, that she lives by the word of God, that we all have a spark of divinity? This same woman who has a problem with the death penalty, but has no problem whatsoever with the killing of babies. Live birth abortions. Did you know that President Trump directed the Department of Justice to go to war with MS-13? And a whole lot of them have been rounded up. Courtesy of a joint ongoing task force known as Vulcan, the Vulcan Initiative. And guess what? For all these people who have been rounded up, the MS-13 leaders, the death penalty is on the table. Who are you going to bet comes out to help MS-13 leaders, to make sure that they have legal representation? It's going to be the left. It's going to be Soros, and it's going to be people like Pelosi and Schumer. I guarantee it. Let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Frederick quickly here. So what would you like to talk about on the show today, Frederick?
Just wanted to mention I was down there this morning at the legislature helping put out those signs in the grass along with the folks from, Americans for Prosperity, and want to thank Marcos and Juan and Wiz and Eve and Marie and Alex. Marcos, they were a great group to work with and get that done. Also, just wanted to put in a pitch for our flag parade, which will be next Saturday, July 25th. We'll meet at 4:30 p.m. at 1155 West 4th Street. That's right there at the corner of 4th and Keystone by the Pizza Baron. And so attach your flag to your vehicle, and we'll parade around Reno. The parade will commence at 5:30, From 4:30 to 5:30, we'll have a little tailgate and parade around Reno from starting at 5:30.
Okay, so this one, parade, this flag parade in Reno on the 25th, that's different from the one on the 22nd, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yours is more of a patriotism, show your colors, fly your flags, and the one on the 22nd, which they're meeting at the Gold and Silver on, I believe that, is that 4th Street as well? They're going to cruise by the, that's kind of show your support for the police. So there's all kinds of things to participate in. Yeah, the one on the 22nd is back the blue. So they want to show support for law enforcement. And yours is on the 25th. So if there's always going to be one that you can take part in. Frederick, thank you to you and all of the people who put those signs and the flags out at the Capitol, because we can't be there. These people are ignoring us, and they have everything closed off to us. Hopefully this will send a message to them that they're working for us and they're not doing a very good job. Frederick, thanks for calling the show today. I appreciate your time and everything that you're doing in the community as well. All right, we'll be back right after this as we wrap up the show. 2 hours flies so fast with you guys. Always calling and texting and just wanting to be a part of everything. Oh, I just love you. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk. There is
a house. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And that's what we try to talk about, all of Northern Nevada. So I received this email that a gentleman wanted to remain anonymous, and I totally respect that. Sent me an email that said state workers being furloughed, although legislative branch has not yet voted. Unbelievable the power Sisolak has over the directors. So I said, wait a minute. Did the legislature have to vote on this? I'm not quite sure about state workers. So I thought it was already a done deal. So he returned my email question and said they didn't vote on it. The union was fighting it, but NDOT and taxes are getting ahead of it. If legislators vote it down, they will have to rescind. Unbelievable that they have circumvented the legislature. Have to assume pressure from Sisolak. Pressure from Sisolak. Where have I heard that before? Where have I heard that before? Pressure on OSHA. Set up a hotline. Pressure on them to go out and start threatening people with these big fines if their customers aren't wearing masks. Pressure from Sisolak. Calling up mayors and county commissioners. Better start enforcing this mandate. Pressure from Sisolak. Who the hell does he think he is? And what are you going to do about it? This Saturday, I'm unable to attend, but please, 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 Sparks Marina, 6 to 8. Fight for Nevada, collecting volunteers. If you want to participate in the recall effort, then participate. And let's get this SOB out of there. Let's do the process. We have the recall process for a reason. Let's actually make it work. Democrats, Republicans, independents, Sisolak has got to go. Hey, ho, Sisolak has got to go. Okay, sorry. channeling my protester there. So fightfornevada.com. You can find out more on their Facebook page as well. Who's got the answers? I know we're a litigious society, and I think that's a bad thing, but damn, we need to sue for our rights. That's why tomorrow, 10:05, maybe about 10:08, Joey Gilbert, the man who is in demand right now, joeygilbertlaw.com. He will be my very special guest tomorrow morning, 10:08. I hope you can join me. Until then, I love you. You're in my heart. I'm trying as hard as I can for you. Let's get together on this. Let's make this happen. Have a great day. He loves you too, just like I do. Mwah.